Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The federal government of the United States had already become a menace to the citizens. It's a menace to the citizens. When you have members of the United States Senate that can hold hearings and go on international television and castigate nominees to become federal judges and insist that they bow down before the altar of the sacred holy writ that is Roe versus Wade, the legal permission to kill the next generation of children. Again, for what reason, for what purpose does anyone that has a conscience and has ever heard of Christ and Christianity want to be a part of this? Well, Mike, we just can't walk away. Yes, you can. That's the apathy that I was speaking of. People are pounding. Oh, we got this guy, Trump. We're going to fix this. No, you're not. Where'd you fix it at? Again, president promised to be a pro-life president. I think thus far he has made good on that promise. And that's pretty much the extent of it. Well, Mitter Church, what about Neil Gorsuch? What about the other? Oh, again, keeping the promise. Appointing judges that are pro-life. Amy Coney Barrett, who we heard that testimony with Al Franken and Senator Feinstein here today, is very much pro-life. He's keeping that part of his promise. That's about the extent of my interest and concern in it, because the rest of it cannot be contained, can't be reformed, it can't be altered. It's like the clip from The Terminator. You can't make a deal with it. There's nothing to negotiate here. And by the way, I'm going to talk about this for the remainder of the program here. Yeah, here's the federal government in a nutshell.
It can't be bargained with. It can't be reasoned with. It doesn't feel pity or remorse or fear. And it absolutely will not stop ever until you are dead.
It will not stop ever. Until you are dead. I think that pretty much sums it up.